I'm on here every Friday. Rarely do I promote myself. Rarely. I rarely take the time. Today I did a little bit. I talked about what I do, and you can go to my website, etc. But fundamentally, I spend these 58 minutes trying to use the technology for the highest good of all concerned. It's the same thing I do on my podcast on the internet. Why? Because when I gave up law, when I decided that I no longer could perform at the highest level and be the attorney I had been in those first 11 or 12 years, when I finally reached burnout, I looked for another path where I could make as important a contribution and feel that I was on a similar mission. That contribution that I make is I came to the realization that I'm gifted with words. I'm gifted with them in speech, and I'm gifted with them in writing. So I write a blog, and I've written a book, and I've written a second book that isn't yet published, and I do this show, and I do the podcast. I use the gift of words that I've been given by Creator to try to inspire for the highest good of all concerned. So I come here and I use the technology not to do another Republican or Democrat talk show, not to come on and try to convince you to hate anybody on any other side. I come here and I pick a few news stories and I try to point out, no matter whether you're an R or a D or black or white or male or female or gay or straight, no matter what you are, I come on to try to have you remember our connectedness to one another, our humanity. I'm not getting rich doing this, but you know what? We've spent an awful lot of time in this country trying to get rich, trying to get more of everything we have, more Nikes, bigger houses, a better car. We all want more. That is what the American dream perverted into. It perverted into more, getting more things, having more money. It's gotten us where we are. You know, I was driving into the show today and I heard a news clip, a news brief, and it said consumer confidence was up because the numbers are back in from July, and consumer confidence is up because spending was higher than anticipated, and it was the retail sector that pulled those numbers up because Ann Taylor and Gap had retail reporting numbers double what was anticipated. And I said to myself, that's what they're reporting as good news? What does that mean? That means we're spending again. Why are we spending again? It's spending that got us into this mess. Spending money we don't have. How can you go out to Ann Taylor and Gap when corn prices and corn futures and the drought across this nation has so decimated and devastated the corn crop that corn futures are going through the roof and corn prices are already climbing and virtually everything you eat or use, including the gas in your car, has corn in it? What do people think? Where are we burying our heads? In what pile of sand? If we think it's okay to go out and spend at Ann Taylor or Gap when food is becoming cost prohibitive and will only get higher. Why? It has to. Inflation is the inevitable end. Why? Because the only way to bring back money when you print it, the only way to get it out of the economy once you put it in is inflation. The only way to get the money back is to raise interest rates so that the cost of things raise. Then you cause people to pay higher interest on the money they borrow. And it's that higher interest that pulls the excess money out of the economy that was pumped in. We did that. TARP 1, TARP 2, all the stimulus, all the bailout money. It's fake money. It's monopoly money. It was printed to avert another kind of disaster, which I don't think would have been worse, which is let things fail when they're, you know, it's like Joe Biden. When it's done, it's done. It's like me practicing law. When you're done, you're done. Let it go. The name of the book that I started the show with from Chris Williams, Let It Go. No, you know, when they said, how could you look at your wife and children and just let it go? He said, I didn't let them go. I know, number one, through my faith, he said, that they live on and that their spirit will always be with me and that I will see them again. That's his faith. He said, what I let go of was the judgment and the blame and the anger that I would have carried against the person who did it. Because what does that serve? You know, fear is a construct of the mind. Fear is a construct of the mind. So if you're frightened, change your thought. Change your thinking. Fear only exists if you think you have a reason to be fearful. I always like to say, if a lion is chasing you, you probably have a reason to be fearful. And it's a good time to let fear work. It'll pump your adrenaline. It'll kick up your endorphins. You'll run faster. You'll think smarter. You'll see better. You'll find the tree to jump up that the lion can't climb. It's appropriate to have fear when the lion is chasing you or the terrorist is wearing the suicide belt. But truthfully, in the course of your day, how many times do you actually have a reason to be fearful? And yet we are. We're fearful people. We've become a fearful people. And that's where all the hatred's coming from. You know, people who can't process their own fear strike out at others because it's a way to divert ourselves from looking inside and having to deal with our own feelings of uncertainty and our own feelings of resistance and fear. I don't know how you feel about it, but if you want to discuss it, 610-664-4100. I don't know anyone out there who isn't concerned about all the uncertainty. But it's not an excuse to misuse the technology, and it's not an excuse to strike out at one another. The brilliance, the true brilliance of a constitutional republic is the free exchange of ideas without fear of reprisal.